outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, July 11th, and we're back in the studio live.
We are back.
Yeah, we forgot what it's like to be here, actually.
Kind of so, in a way. Did you miss us? You know, I got a lot of people writing saying, when the hell are you going to be back on the air?
I know.
They're like, I'm so sick of repeat.
People need us every morning.
I know.
You know, like
they
coffee.
Crave us.
Yeah.
Good.
Irresistible.
I'm like your Coke. I'm your drug dealer.
So you look rested and everything.
Do I?
Yeah. Did you get some rest?
No.
No rest.
I mean, no.
So you were constantly active during your vacation.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I ever
I'm not
sleep?
Surprised.
Yeah, no, I never sleep.
No, not about sleep, but you can relax by a pool.
Oh,
or
I relaxed.
You know?
I did. I went on a boat. I had fun. I was boating. You know, it's funny because I was talking all this shit to everybody. I'm like, you know what? I don't get sunburned at all. And, you know, everyone else does. So I, you know, I'm Italian, so I don't even put sunscreen on. Like, what the hell is sunscreen? I don't own that. I don't even know what that is. It's not in my vocabulary. Doesn't exist. And oil, sure, totally. And I'm talking all this shit, and everyone else gets fried. And what happens? Yeah. I wind up getting a sun blister.
Really?
And I'm like, fucking hell.
Where did you get it?
Well, it's on my, well, never mind. Anyway. So now everyone's like, ah, ha, 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 and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So much for
well,
the
Italians. Well, because I was peeling really bad, and then everyone's like, you need to stay out of the sun, wear a hat. I'm like, I'm not wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
the
I
sun has been pretty hot.
I went back out
I'm not
and
surprised,
then
you know?
Peeled again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where'd you go?
I went on a boat and, you know, just
was it fun?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, you know, I mean, we took a trip, we went up north and, it was pretty cool actually, you know, we went, we spent like 14 hours getting to San Francisco, believe it or not.
Really?
Which is a 6-hour
drive.
Oh,
you must have taken like the beach. Though,
yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
The coast and we stopped everywhere and it was amazing. You know, it was just amazing.
Good.
And, you know, and then later on we went to see where Apple Computer is.
Really?
And it's funny because you go there, there's like a whole complex.
Yeah.
And you're looking for the main building. Well, you look for a main building and there isn't one. You know, there's not like one that says Apple Computer, you know, like headquarters and stuff. So we're driving around and the security guy's in his truck and we stop by. He said, well, where's the main building? He says, it's not like that. You know, people think there's like a big deal, but it's not like you think at all. It's just like a bunch of buildings.
Oh, that's interesting. Can you like go inside?
Yeah, I guess you can. We didn't go inside. We went to the Computer History Museum.
That
which
sounds
was
really
just
gay.
Amazing.
I'm sorry.
F you.
I'm just saying. I can't do that. What
well,
the hell do
I'm
you go
little,
to a
I'm
computer
a little geek,
museum?
Okay? I'm a little geek. What?
What do you I mean, learn there? I mean, what did you just stare
you
a bunch
learned
of computer
how we
screens?
Got how we got to the friggin' iPads and iPhones.
I'd rather
you know?
Watch paint dry.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I mean, okay, to each his own, totally. And I'm a computer nerd, too. Like, I like my video games and whatnot. But a museum, like, hello, I lived through it. iPad came out 2 years ago. So what?
Yeah,
I have something
but this
new.
Is different.
Awesome.
Relax.
I don't get it. What do you do there? Do you get to play with shit? Like,
no,
what?
No. You get to see computers since they started, since they were as big as this room.
So you want to see the history of it from the 1980s.
Yeah, it's... Even before that, believe me. Okay, laugh at me. That's
I
fine.
Am.
It's pretty gay to be on a fucking boat, too.
Not when you're half naked and there's lots of chicks around that you're
really?
Staring at,
well,
too.
Really? Well, okay,
what?
So it's female gay.
Yeah, whatever. There's titties everywhere. It's amazing. It's
really?
Like, okay, where do I... Yeah.
Wow.
And
I should have been invited, too.
Girls only. No, I'm kidding. we were tubing. We were tubing.
Yeah.
And we water ski and wakeboard. It was fun.
Wow.
Yeah. I wanted to do it topless, but there were little kitties around, like, and I was like, uh-huh. I guess it is kind of a family area,
so you didn't really have to. You just wanted to.
To wanted to what?
To show your tits.
Fuck yeah. Why not? Especially when you're drinking. It becomes more fun.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Was it hot or was it nice?
It was super hot.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, it got hotter, I think, like each day. Like, no joke. Yeah. Maybe it was because I was drinking and whatever, but yeah.
I know. I mean, when we went up the coast, we were spared all this heat. You know, it was actually like overcast and shit.
Really?
So it was nice. Yeah. I mean, the weather was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we went to all kinds of like obscure beaches and shit like that.
That's
it was fun. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. So I needed that. You know, I needed to get away. And we did it only in a couple of days, you know, which was we accomplished a lot.
Good.
But then, you know, coming back on the 5 and stuff.
Sucked balls
big time because they closed all the lanes. So there's one lane and there's a sign ahead of it saying 2-hour delay.
Mm.
So then the traffic just stops, right?
What day did you
come
back?
What the fuck do you do on Sunday?
Oh, but apparently everybody comes back.
Well, no, but this is apparently like an ongoing construction they have there or something. So it's like every day.
Wow.
All right? So what do you do? I mean, you just stuck
there,
right?
You get on Facebook. That's what
well,
you do. You
I did for a while. Started bitching. But they didn't get me anywhere.
Yeah.
So we took the fucking shoulder. We got off the...
You got on the shoulder?
Yeah. We got off...
You know what? Props to you, because that's pretty balding.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, so it took us about a mile to get to an exit. And then we just went around Bakersfield and stuff. We did like a detour. So,
you gotta be careful. There's so many cops there.
Yeah.
So many cops over there.
I know, but, you know, I mean, you gotta sometimes take a chance.
I guess so. I mean, what is the fine for the shoulder? You know what you can just do if you get pulled? I've always done this. Like, if you get pulled over and you're doing something really freaking stupid, and you're, like, on the shoulder, for example, you're like, well, you're a dude, so you gotta make your lady do it. You gotta be like, oh, God, period cramps. Oh, my God, it's coming on everywhere.
Yeah.
And, like, guys don't know. They're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
So they actually think you're, like, spewing things. No, I'm not kidding. I've done it before to a cop. And he's like, what? This is really just... And I grossed him out so much that he just left me alone.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Like, you just gotta, like, think, you know, outside the box.
I know, but
box,
you can
literally
say, you know, we need to go to the bathroom badly, whatever, you know.
I'm gonna whatever. Shit everywhere. Shit. And they're all over. I can't get up, Mr. Ulcifer.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
So then, but I guess we were not the only ones doing this. So then there was, like, you go into the gas station, there's, like, a huge line of people trying to get to the bathroom, you know.
Yeah.
So
I would just pee somewhere else.
So, yeah. So it's irritating because you go on vacation, you want to enjoy yourself.
Right.
The whole vacation went great. You're counting, you're going, in 1 hour, we're going to be home. And then, bam.
Yeah.
So.
That sucks.
Anyway, so, well, I guess we needed the time off. Now we're back.
Yeah.
And we're back in the swing of things.
We're back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome.
I had my class yesterday, which was really interesting. So.
What class is it now?
I'm taking Margie Haber's studio. So she's like a really big acting coach in LA. And basically, if she's on your resume, then you're not good enough. Like, it's such
really?
I don't know.
Wow.
You know, I got
so
jaded.
Now you'll have her on your resume.
Yeah. You know, I got jaded from the industry for a while. Like, you know, I was booking like a ton of stuff, and then it's every year changes. Every year it's like, you need this, you need that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so I just got pissed off and annoyed for the past like 2 years, and I was like, this sucks. And then I got talked back into everyone's like, why aren't you doing anything anymore? And you're right. So I signed up for the class a while back, and here I am going.
Awesome.
So,
awesome. Well, if it means you'll be a bit better actress, then that's a good thing.
I guess. Yeah. All I get booked for is bimbo shit anyway, so what's the point? And I'm really good at that. I've perfected that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're good for something, you know?
Yeah. Everybody's good for something. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate that.
Oh, well. I miss teasing you. What can I say?
I love it.
All right. Well, let's get to our guests. We have a special guest in the studio. Why don't you go ahead and introduce them?
Sure. We've got a band in studio. They're pretty kick-ass. They're called Love Darling. So welcome to the show, guys.
Love Darling. Good morning. Welcome to the show, guys.
Good morning.
Happy
Thank
to
you.
Be here.
Yes. And we have Mike and Shay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And are you, what's that?
Christian also. But he's
Oh, Christian. Yeah, he's the drummer. He came late, so I didn't have your name. How you doing? So we'll get Christian on the mic in a little bit as well. So, welcome to the show. How long have you guys been performing now?
Almost, what, 2 years?
Yeah, it's been about 2 years.
Yeah, you guys are definitely going to have to get closer to the mics, otherwise we can't hear.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Just put the whole thing towards you. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Attend your recording.
All right, there
you go.
Yeah.
So, how long now?
About 2 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you guys all meet?
I actually, believe it or not, way back in the day, I was in another band on the East Coast in D.C., and Mike was in the band with me. And
oh,
then
wow.
We kind of lost touch and then reconnected When we both came out to LA.
I know, we lived two blocks away from
We were only two blocks away, and I was
No way.
And I hadn't talked to him in like years. And,
really?
Wait.
Wow, so you moved here separately?
Separately.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And
So from DC area or Virginia or Maryland side?
DC.
Actually, DC. Yeah, okay, I'm from Maryland.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So
wow.
Oh, wait, where?
Hello, Marylander.
Woo woo.
Find that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So it was a twist of fate, I guess. We were just like, oh, it's meant to be. So we ended up. He actually was in a band at the time, and I was just trying to start a new project, and ended up that we decided to start something, and we found Christian basically
through
a dating service. Now.
That's a fun relationship.
The standard MySpace Craigslist way, but
yeah.
He actually had this video because we were auditioning a bunch of drummers, and he had this video. It just like kind of caught our eye where he was like playing on a bunch of like stuff that wasn't traditional drums.
Awesome.
And we were just like, this guy's crazy. We got to meet him. So it was good chemistry.
Nice.
Good. Now, when did you move out to LA?
I moved out actually 5 years ago.
Five years ago.
I can't believe it's been that long.
And what made you decide to move?
Well, I was in New York before. I actually went to D.C. to New York, and then...
That's usually what people do,
yeah,
you know?
They're born somewhere,
they move to New York, then it's
standard path.
Yeah.
New York, I started... Well, I moved to New York because it was at the time that I moved, it was like just a mecca of art and music, and it was a real great time. Mm-hmm. And then it started kind of, you know, fading out a little bit in that direction. I don't know, I just have always felt compelled or drawn towards the West Coast because I'm originally born here, and I didn't think I was going to plant my roots in New York, so I was like, I got to go out west. And I actually thought I was not going to be in LA. I thought I was going to be North California.
Yeah, like San Francisco.
I ended up out here, so.
There's also the Witness Protection Program. Right?
You needed to get away.
Yeah. Do tell. Oh, wait. Yeah.
And Mike, when did you move out here?
It was about 7 years ago.
7 years. Yeah. So you got here before.
Yeah, I was here already, and I actually had been touring overseas for a little while, and when I came back, she had moved out.
I see, okay.
And you were doing film stuff. He was actually composing.
Yeah,
doing
some
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Yeah. So you guys were in the band together, then the band disbanded, I guess, and you each went his own way and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you go to New York as well?
No, I never lived there. It's
no.
a great city, but yeah, I ended up just going directly from D.C. to L.A.
To L.A. Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah,
you know, this is where the best weather is.
Yeah.
You know? It's been hot the past few days, but the rest of the nation is like sweltering, man.
I know.
I mean, it's so friggin' hot.
But see, I miss that about the...
Do you?
I kind of like it, because it's like, yeah, I know, it's weird.
Yeah,
I'm freaking married.
She likes extreme hot, extreme
I
heat, right?
I like when it's hot, because I want to be in a pool or at the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know, like,
sure.
I need that.
Right.
Yeah. I definitely saw some nicer beaches than we have here. Remember, we've been bitching about our beaches and everything.
Beaches here suck balls.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah.
Do they? I actually haven't been out. Like, I haven't explored the beaches enough.
The water is just not fun here, you know?
Oh, like going in the water?
It's kind of grody.
Yeah. A lot of seaweed and what else? I mean,
what about
it's
Malibu?
Like,
not good?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind Malibu, but you got to go way out.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, it's just, I mean, it's like overcrowded, and then there's like crap in the water, and then, I mean, it's actually nicer if you go out towards Zuma and like, you know.
Oh, okay.
Way north, but
yeah.
Otherwise, I either like it there or I like Manhattan area.
Yeah, if you go south, those are nice beaches and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys happy in LA, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I love it.
So how did you discover each other here? I mean, how did you find out about? Did you like? Think of you know, remaking the band, and then you started looking for each other?
No, or? I actually was moving out to LA, and I had stayed in touch with my old drummer, and I was saying, oh yeah, I'm on my way to LA, and he was like, oh my god, really? You should look up Mike. He lives out there. And I was like, what?
Really?
And so when I got out there, I was like, I looked him up and found he was actually touring with his other band at the time, but I found out that he lived like literally two blocks down the road, and I was like, this
wow.
is crazy.
That's
yeah,
so
it was
funny.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
So what do you guys do in the band? Shay, what do you do? Are you the singer?
Yeah, I sing. I play guitar.
You play the guitar as well?
Yes.
Acoustic or electric?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, in your music, do you use acoustic guitars at all, or is it more...
Sure.
Yeah? You do. And what do you play?
I play bass keys
bass.
And guitar.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
He's kind of the mad scientist of the group.
Yeah.
Just three of us. So, like, when he sets up on stage, it's like the little... keys, guitars,
portable
bass,
studio.
Yeah.
Saws. No, I'm just kidding.
And then we have the wild drummer over there.
And then the wild drummer on the back line.
So what is it that he was playing that you felt was different?
He had created this crazy contraption.
It was just like a makeshift
like bicycle parts
ghetto
and
drum
tambourines.
Set.
It's
freaking awesome.
And it was like, we couldn't stop watching.
I was like, I like a guy who could be resourceful. That's what I was about. He's making the best of his kit.
That's pretty rad.
Cool. All right, well, let's hear one of your songs here. We'll get started with you guys sent us a few songs. Now Tell us a little bit about, I guess we're going to start with Let Go. What's this song is about? What's the song about?
Oh, my God. The dreaded question for any musician.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to tell us. We can listen to it.
This is actually the songs we sent you. We just finished recording our new album. Mm-hmm. It's a full-length album, and we're actually putting it out on vinyl as well.
So it's a fun project. Yeah.
That's really dope.
It's being pressed right now. But this one, yeah, this is our kind of what we're thinking is going to be our single from the album.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. And who composes the music? Do you guys do it all together, or each one writes something else, or how does it work?
It's usually a collaboration. I might bring in a song idea, or we'll bring in song ideas. Generally, I usually do all the lyrics and melodies and everything.
Oh, okay.
But in terms of arrangement and final kind of
right, you guys do it together.
We collaborate, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And if you listen closely to the lyrics in the song, we were watching lots of Twin Peaks at the time.
Oh, really? And that's some time ago.
What sort of Twin Peaks?
There's a nice reference in there.
Twin Peaks, that's a long time ago, man. How did you get the Twin Peaks out of all?
I actually never saw it, and like Mike was like, that is blasphemous. So he like forced me. No, he didn't force me. But like I sat down and watched the whole thing. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. How come I haven't seen it? But,
yeah.
That was actually one of my nicknames in high school. I'm not even kidding. I had huge tits. I don't know where they went. But back in the day, I'm not even kidding. And people would call me Twin Peaks. I hated
it. This song is dedicated to you.
That's really what the reference is about.
That's why I asked, what does it really mean?
All right. Love, darling, Let Go. Darling, I love this song, man.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
It's got really good beat to it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and it really sounds professional, you know. So we got Christian on the mic now. Welcome.
Hello.
And so you're the drummer. Are you? Did you move here too from somewhere else, or are you originally from LA?
Born and raised in the Valley.
Really? Nice. Okay. Yeah. So no exciting stories for you of moving around and everything.
Well, I mean, I've toured a lot.
Really?
In Latin America.
Oh, really?
No hablan español ustedes.
No.
We're like looking at him like, what
I understand
is it?
A little bit.
Un poquito.
Yeah, un poquito. Wait, you know what it is I understand what you're saying, right. And I can read everything in Spanish. I took it for years, and I usually only date Latin men.
Mental note.
I don't know what it is about them, but
wink, to wink. Self.
But it's like I don't feel comfortable speaking back because I feel like I'm not. But if I'm drinking,
yeah, the speaking is hard.
When I'm drunk, yeah, I'm like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm like,
definitely.
Yeah, it's a whole new world.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of look Brazilian. You kind of.
I'm Sicilian.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
But I get that. Thank you.
It's all the
spirits.
Same, right? Dark yeah. skin.
And you have an accent. Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Israel originally.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful country.
Yeah, thank you. But in 35 years, I still haven't lost my accent. So I just kind of learned to live with
that's
it.
That's a good
know?
Thing. You should keep it.
Yeah, I guess.
It makes you individualized.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess. You know, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Thank God I don't have the Baltimore accent. I'm like,
you know about that, right?
Oh, my God. It's the worst. My dad is the worst.
Really?
Yeah, and he's on radio
Balmer.
All the time.
Really?
I can't even do it. Like I
can't even
it.
Like down by the shore, hun. I can't do all that.
In the drawer, the yeah. water.
It's actually a hard accent
to
do.
It's hard.
It
yeah.
is. I mean, I never yeah. realized there was a Maryland
oh,
accent.
Oh my God,
you know?
It's so
is it really?
Bad.
It's more like a Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Right?
Yeah, it's a Baltimore
even how I
thing.
Said that with the D instead of the T. That's yeah. kind of Baltimore.
You did it.
Yeah, I have to admit.
Well, so Christian, you've been playing in bands for a while?
Yes.
Yeah, so you. When have you been touring? I mean, before you met them, obviously, right?
Exactly.
And so you had a band and everything? And
well, mostly my stuff is people would just hire me as a drummer.
I see, okay.
And then they would just take me on tour with them.
So you'd be part of different bands and stuff like
exactly,
that, right?
Exactly, for solo artists.
Wow.
That's
yeah.
cool.
So that's pretty good. I mean, to have gigs, you know, abroad and stuff is pretty cool.
It's an amazing experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So how long have you been doing this now?
I would say maybe like about 12 years.
12 years. Yeah, nice. Since you started drums or since you started performing?
I started playing drums 12 years ago.
12 years ago,
and then
okay.
I noticed I could do this for a living maybe like about 6 years ago.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty good. You know, I mean, when you make a living in something that you love, you know, I mean, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. It's the way to go.
You have a reason to get up in the morning, you know?
True.
Yeah. So, Shay, I mean, I was very impressed with the singing and everything.
Oh, thank you.
You've been singing all your life, I would imagine, right? This is like a passion that comes for you when you're born, pretty much.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I've always, since, I was just talking about this last night, but like, I literally, for some reason, Elvis, believe it or not, I saw this old Elvis video, and I was like, inspired by that. I don't know what that means about me, but like, he was playing the guitar and singing, and I was like, I don't know, that looks fun. And then after that, I got the Diamond Rock drum set from Toys R Us, and, and I asked my parents for guitar lessons, and I was 7, so at the time, they were like, you're a little young, but we'll, you know, the guitar teacher made an exception, and I remember my first song was Mary Had a Little Lamb, yeah. and I had a week until my next lesson, mm-hmm. and like I went home and I learned it, and I was like, oh my God, I can't do this for a whole week, I wanted more, you know, and I was like so no, it was like the beginning of the end, but my parents were super supportive. They would always like get me all these gadgets and toys, and I was like Moby in my little basement. I was like, ah, crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I always like recruit all my friends who were, they may or may not be musicians, but I'm like, you're going to be in my band. Like, we would play in elementary school. So, yeah, it's been from the beginning.
I know.
Yeah.
Those toy drums, man. I used to have those, too, and I'd drive the neighbors crazy.
Yeah.
My parents.
They're pretty bad. They're like paper.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They don't sound good.
We were forbidden because I was so, like, loud anyway. I would take all the pots and pans out and bang on them. Because if I was going to, I can't sing at all. If I can do anything, I'd play the drums because that's
nice.
Yeah. Well, because I'm a dancer.
Oh,
so, like,
yeah.
I listen
to
beats.
Of
so,
course.
Like, yeah.
The rhythm.
But I used to bang on and. Yeah, they were
just... So you were like stomp before
bang
stomp.
Exactly, I was.
I remember when I was just barely starting to play drums, I would literally grab chopsticks,
mm-hmm.
and those were my drumsticks.
Really?
And
nice.
I would just
and
go
you
home
start playing on the table.
Just play on anything.
Mine were the wooden ladles that I used to get beat with when I was in trouble.
Turning a negative into a positive.
I know.
Very good.
I just couldn't use these. These are kind of fun. And then I knew I was going to get another one for making so much noise and waking my dad up, but I didn't care. It was fun for that moment.
But you like music, right, Brigetta?
I do. Of course I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just not into making the music.
Well, as a dancer, I'm sure you're like connected very
absolutely.
Much to music.
Yeah. I wish I could sing that. I can't. You'd run.
Yeah.
That's last break.
Have you taken voice lessons at all, voice coaching and things like that?
I actually haven't, but fortunately, I've recorded with a few people that amazing mentors and like gotten a lot of good tips and tricks. You
really?
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Jay Robbins was someone I worked with who was awesome. I don't know if you know from Burning Airlines and Jobbox and back in the day, kind of. I didn't
the
know.
Name
East,
sounds
it's
familiar,
East Coast thing,
but,
yeah. His studio's out there, right? In the East Coast.
Yeah, in Baltimore.
But he recorded our first album with my old band, and but he was great with like giving me ideas of how to like, because he had a great voice, and so I was like, how do you know, it's more about like breathing and being able to kind of like, you know, sustain, and like those tricks are more, I think, because like you have a sound, you either you're born with it or not,
right?
And like,
exactly.
You can't really change that.
You have a good voice. It's just that you improve it and you perfect it with training and coaching and stuff like that. But
Yeah. Especially performing. I mean, you have to know, like, back to back to back. Like, you can, my type of voice, I lose it very easily.
Really?
So there's techniques to kind of keep it so it doesn't get hoarse, like, after the second performance, you know.
But you definitely sing pretty high compared to your speaking voice and stuff. So that's pretty cool, you know. I mean, that's... So let's go to the next song that's Turn It Back Around, right?
Okay.
And what's this one about? You didn't tell us about Let Go, so Phil.
I didn't. I guess Turning Back Around is a little bit more literal in that way. It was just more about kind of having a sense of, I guess what you can tell from the lyrics, it's like, you know, getting a sense of, you know, everybody kind of goes through stuff, and it's just like a matter of like just deciding, you know what, I'm gonna turn this back around and just make this work, and like, you know, just kind of a new direction, and. You know,
cool.
Just, you know, having that camaraderie of everybody, like, we all go through it, but we can all kind of, like, you know, come out in the end kind of in a good way.
Yeah, well, that's pretty inspirational. Now, when did you write this one?
Geez, I don't know. We were, like, it was kind of like a flurry of writing for this album. We literally wrote all the stuff, or I wrote all the stuff while we were recording.
Wow.
So, and I was
this
a little nervous.
Made up when I was playing drums and
Yeah, we were in a rehearsal space, and, like, I was playing a riff to this beat he was playing, and then I was like, oh, I like that. And then a lot of times lyrics just kind of, like the hook or something will just pop in my head, and that would be, like, the theme or the story of the song. And so I'll kind of build off of that. So it kind of organically happened.
Cool.
Yeah.
So then once you have the song, you guys put it together, right? You have the drum line and everything.
Yeah.
And you put it all together. So that's pretty cool. So you do the lead guitar and the rhythm guitar? Because you only have one guitar, right? I mean, because Mike plays the bass. So.
Well, in the recordings, on live show, yes, I play guitar and all that stuff. But on the recordings, we definitely have a lot of layers.
Right.
And sometimes Mike will play. Even there's been times that Christian's actually played a guitar.
Really? Riff. Cool.
Yeah, so we mix it up. But yeah, on the live shows, that's generally our kind of role that we play. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So let's play that. We're going to bring it up here. And that's Love Darling, Turn It Back Around. Well, let's see. Oh, this thing. Okay, I see what I did wrong. I think.
Thank you.
ground, Love Darling. How did you guys come up with the name?
It was in a dream. No. we were actually, we had a former name that we just didn't think really kind of suited our sound, and we were just trying to think of something, I don't know, that like indicated the genre, mm-hmm. but also was like, because we were kind of like trying to figure out our direction, and we didn't want to kind of pigeonhole ourselves with like a, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, long story short, I was having a conversation with my girlfriend, Alyssa, and we were just being funny, and I was talking about, this is the truth, I don't know, it sounds kind of silly, but she was doing this like voice that she always does, and she was saying, love, darling, sugar puss, and like that, and I was like, oh my God, I love
what
that.
What if you use sugar puss?
Right, no, at first, I was like, love, darling, sugar puss, that whole thing needs to be the name, but then we cut off the sugar puss.
Yeah.
And then I showed it to the guy. At first I was like, they're never going to go for it. But it also, because it's kind of like cool to be like, oh, you're a love darling, you know, mm-hmm. Not to be like hippie-esque, but like, we're kind of like that, you know, we just want to be like, you know, music makes us feel good. And that kind of meant that name kind of encapsulated what we're about a little mm-hmm. bit better.
Yeah. So. Well, I love the music. I got to tell you, you know, thank it's you. Definitely my style. And I mean, sometimes you get bands in here and the music is totally not your taste. You
hey,
know?
I've picked some really great bands.
You have.
Thank
I mean,
you.
I'm just talking in general over the years.
I'm really into
not the bands that you bring in.
I'm really into indie bands. I used to have a show on DirecTV called Project My World, and our show was about traveling the world and finding like the best like indie bands there was.
Oh, that's awesome.
Bringing them to American TV. So mm-hmm. I'm pretty good at it. Thank you.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I'll take that credit for sure.
Yeah. So now, do you guys hang out outside the studio as well? I mean, are you guys like friends and things like that? Or because I don't see Brigetta other than here. We don't talk at all.
Oh, okay.
This is where you get it all out right here. No, I mean, we actually, Mike and I live together.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're roommates. And we generally try to kind of, you know, because there's a lot of stuff we do outside of when we're recording or performing. We like to, I don't know, just like that helps with promotions. Like we'll do videos mm-hmm. and just like have fun. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, just also I do have a ping pong table at my house.
Sweet.
And we have ping
so
pong
everybody
tournaments.
So everybody hangs out there.
That's pretty awesome.
And we have a running tournament going, of course.
Wow.
But, so, yeah.
Cool. So,
what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about something. Yeah, you really did. You know.
It was the ping pong.
Yeah.
You're welcome to come over and play anytime.
Do you want
to
play ball, Sam? Is that what you're...
Yeah, I guess I want to play ball.
Sorry.
Not play with balls, but play ball, yeah.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh man. So you guys, I remember. So you guys do music videos as well for your songs?
Yeah, I mean, we've actually only had one official music video that we did before we were Love Darling. We were actually called Hot Lights before. We've been fortunate to have like amazing talented friends around us that like just threw it in, cuz like our budget was really minimal. It was literally just paying for the location. Mm-hmm. But it was really well done. But for this new album, we thought we wanted to do a new kind of idea about it, cuz we, you know, sometimes when you just, fortunately we have the means to like shoot mm-hmm. stuff and produce it and edit it and all that stuff. So we're like, why don't we just do it and just do what we want and mm-hmm. like have fun with it. So I think for each song on the album, we're going to do something interesting to kind of promote it.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Sounds good. So now you guys perform, right? Live around town and things like that?
Yeah, we haven't been lately because we've been recording, but yeah. We do.
Yeah. And how easy is it to get gigs around here? Is it hard? I mean, because I know there's a lot of competition, right? There's a lot of people trying to make it.
It's not so much, it's not hard. It's just more like you want to play a show where, you know, you play with like where the venue's good and like mm-hmm. the sound is great mm-hmm. and that you know that you can get people out. Because the thing about LA, I'm sure it's like this in any city, is that, it's less like foot traffic-y. So it's like, you know, more people you have to
stop promotion
literally invite to get to the show, and they mm-hmm. have to know about it. So it's more about just being more strategic, where we like to space out, and it'd be nice to kind of go out LA a little bit and just come back. And mm-hmm. But it hasn't been hard. I get sad when I've heard stories of people who do the pay for play, whatever, mm-hmm. and I think it still exists. But I'm like, first of all, it should be the venue paying the artist to play.
Yeah.
I mean, we're entertainers. Come on, you know, give us some value.
Yeah.
But then, so we've never, fortunately, had to deal with that. But it's more for us right now. We really want to collaborate with other bands that we love and make a night of it. You know what I mean? Like, when people come out to see the show, it's not just one band. They come.
Right.
You know, because, like, getting people out is tough. You know?
I'm going to hook you up with somebody.
Oh, yeah?
That would be really great.
Oh, awesome.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys do the usual venues, like House of Blues and things like that. Have you been there yet? Yeah.
We have. Oh, no. I don't think we've ever actually played the House of Blues. But,
like CineSpace was Viper Room. You know, that CineSpace before it closed.
Right.
We're actually having our album release show in September at Hemingway's. I don't know if you've heard of that spot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cute. It's cool. It's like very Harry Potter, right?
I like it. Yeah.
So, and we're excited about that because our friend Reg B, he books that spot, and it should be a fun night. So
Yeah, you have to let us know for sure. I'll promote it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We're also gonna have some great bands playing with us.
Yeah,
sweet.
So now, when you release an album, how do you promote it? I mean, obviously now people mostly download the songs. You don't really need a physical CD, right?
We streak through the streets.
Yeah.
Scream the name of the
Just let me know when.
Our next. Okay. Yeah.
That's a good way to do that.
It would be a great way, actually.
It would get their attention.
It would. For sure. I don't know about the right attention.
Yeah.
No, it's different. I think nowadays bands just have to be, it's all very, there's no one formula, you know, and I think you have to think about your fan base and your crowd, what they like and what they respond to.
Right.
And also because we have a vinyl album, we're kind of appealing to people who, yes, you're automatically going to get a digital, but like sometimes people want the actual thing. And plus, we worked with our friend who's an amazing photographer and artist. And so when you get the album, you're also getting art.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, we want to appeal to that for our fans, you know? And we're trying to also include like bonus tracks you'd only get if you get the album.
Right.
You know, ways where it's like you want every little thing that we kind of put out because it's like different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're trying to go that angle.
And the subliminal messages don't hurt either.
Yeah. Buy all of our stuff.
Now, you guys really have a full sound. Do you use like keyboards as well in recordings and things like
we
that?
We do.
But then you don't have it during performance, right? Or do you?
We do.
Oh,
you
just bring people along like... Like Christian was drummer for different bands and things like that. There's keyboard players that are the same way.
Right now, ultimately, we'd love to hire people to come with us and perform. But you know, just for budget's sake, right now we use sequences. You know, whatever parts that we're not actually performing live.
That's true. Yeah.
So he actually plays like literally. I'm not kidding. He'll have keyboard, bass, guitar set up.
Wow.
And so he'll have this little lab in the corner.
Sure.
And then, but if there's some things, like I have a lot of backup vocals that happen, it would be cool to have another female singer to be up there. So we put that in the sequence sometimes.
Yeah.
And
cool.
Then, you know, little percussive things, you know. And generally we try to minimize that because you never know what the sound guy's going to do. So worst case scenario, you want your stage sound to still be good. So we pretty much do all the stuff. You know, we try to make it, you know, as robust as possible. It's never going to match the recording exactly, but you know.
Yeah. So now, like people put their music on iTunes and Reverb Nation and things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, but how do people find out about you? I mean, obviously you go on radio shows and that helps and things like that. But do you do you promote your website?
Mm-hmm.
Where can people find more about you?
Definitely the social media outlet has been great for us. Our official website is lovedarlingmusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like on Facebook, MySpace, Last.fm, SoundCloud, all the different places. And we try to just Reverb Nation. And I feel like people... I call them our little satellite spots. Basically, that's where our nets are. And so, like, people discover us through that, and then they get to our website, and, like, they can find out more.
We've also been fortunate
list.
With some licensing placements, too.
And we've had some licensing placements. That's more, like, kind of inside networking situations.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But it helps because then people are like, oh, you know, we do have the theme song for the Showtime, the Real L Word, and that helped us get a lot of new fans. Because
I knew, you know, it's funny because I knew that your name had sounded familiar, like the band name, and I couldn't, I mean, I just, like, it's, you know, being around or whatever, but
okay.
Now that makes sense.
Oh, cool. Well, it's nice that you heard of us.
Yeah.
Or...
No, it is.
It's working.
I mean,
it's working.
Yeah. Like, oh, that sounds familiar. I can't think of why. But, yeah.
It was the subliminal messages.
Yeah. Absolutely. It worked.
We're trying to make it easy for people to stumble across us, so hopefully.
Yeah.
And YouTube, that's the other point.
Yeah.
You know, you put up videos, we do cover songs and stuff, and then people are like, oh, that's an awesome cover. Who's this band? You know, that's the other way.
Yeah.
So when are you guys playing next, or is it going to be actually your release party?
We are playing kind of an acoustic show at Amplify. I don't know if you've heard of that. August. Yeah. August 23rd?
I think so. Yeah.
And then the next big show, like big live show, is the album release.
Okay.
Yeah.
And everyone can go to your website and check that out. And then also your guys' Twitter, if you guys want to follow them on Twitter, is love_darling.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Cool. Now, let's play another song, Magnetic Ring. And what's a magnetic ring?
You'll have to ask Shay.
Good question.
You mean she hasn't told you
yet? People have magnetic
rings. It's funny. Like, I'll be singing songs and lyrics, and a lot of times... Oh, sorry. I'm so far away from the microphone.
Yes. You're almost in the other room.
I know. I'm like, oh, I'm in the bathroom. I'll be right back. No, it's funny because they always are like, oh, like, Mike will be recording something. He'll be like, that's a cool lyric. Or he'll be like, he'll not even know the lyrics and after it's all done. But I don't know. I think a lot of times I like to leave it up to the interpretation of the listener. It's another thing. It could go two different directions. It depends on your mindset, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Of what people think a magnetic ring is.
Yeah. It's kind of... I mean, it's kind of random, you know?
Yeah, it is
magnetic
random.
Ring and everything, you know? But, well, maybe you were high when you put it on.
You figured it out.
It sounds like something that would come up with.
You know what? Simply.
Sam smokes a lot.
See, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, that.
Lyrics are sexual.
Well, I went there, and then I went where I was like, maybe I'm being.
It's about the mindset of the person thinking about it.
It actually started with cock ring.
Oh, I
see. And then it evolved. To a magnetic ring. I was like, remember, Shay, we have kid listeners. You gotta cool it.
And it's funny because that's originally where my head went first. Uh-huh. And I was like, Cochran.
And then her vibe, the energy came to me, and I spoke
it. It's magnetic. There you go.
Seriously. We just figured it. We just defined it right now. Oh, my God.
That's funny. All right, let's get magnetic.
Thank you.
Magnetic Ring. Wow. It's a pretty good song, you know? Okay. I mean, I love all you friggin' songs. What can I say?
See, no, it's funny because now I'm just hearing the song. It's like I thought sex the whole time.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm worse than a guy.
We have succeeded.
I'm like,
oh.
That's not news. Tell us something.
I know. Actually, I was cracking up laughing because a couple new people followed me just now, uh-huh. and one of them's called Girl Please, and the other one's called... Actually, it's Love Wet Pussy Girl. I'm like, who is this and why is that your Twitter name? But soon they'll be following you guys. Yeah, I don't know.
I do like your Twitter description, complicated fun. I like it.
Yeah, I have a lot of complicated fun. I'll leave it at that.
All right, so what are the plans? Are you guys, do you have any upcoming shows that people can come and see or...
It's just those two that we the acoustic set and then the
show at Amplify, and it's I think it's around the corner, it's in Hollywood on the 23rd, but it's on our website lovedarlingmusic.com. We'll fill in anybody who wants to know, and then our album release will be in September at Hemingway's.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah.
So you said this is your new album. Did you have one before that?
We did.
Okay. So it's not your first, this one.
It's our first full-length album, actually.
I see, okay.
Yeah. And the first one we're putting on vinyl, of course. Mm. But the one before...
I love that you're doing vinyl. I think that's great.
You know, and it's funny, there's like some awesome portable turntables. It's I don't know if you've ever seen it. By Vestex. I'm like, I should be their spokesperson.
Yeah.
But I want to get one for myself. I was trying to figure out a deal to like hook up our fans like they got and they can get like for half price or something. I don't know. Still working on that one. But it's really cool. You can literally like take it to the beach. I mean, it runs on batteries.
That's
you
dope.
Play a record. It's like, it's like,
I would love it. I would get it.
Right?
You should tweet that.
But why
that's
would you take something like that to the beach when you have an iPhone?
I don't know.
Come on.
Well, because it's fun. Like, you're sitting there and like if you saw someone like on a blanket with a turntable.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to you and be like, that's great.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that would be cool.
And then I would want to hang out with them.
Right.
Because they have that.
See, it's all about sex.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. Isn't it always?
Vinyl sexy. Too black.
All right. Well, Mike, Shay, and Christian, thank you guys so much for joining us. Everybody, go check out lovedarlingmusic.com.
Yes.
And
follow them on Twitter, love_darling.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And thanks, everybody, for joining us. Guys, good luck to you with
Thank
the album. And you really deserve it. I think you'll do very well.
Thank you.
And thanks, everybody, for joining us. Brigetta, thank you. Try to get some rest.
Never.
We'll
sleep on
tomorrow.
Your dad.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.